Hello, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Miles. May I please have your email address so I may better assist you?
Let's see. I'm hesitant at doing that at the moment. The reason why is that I'm not familiar with home data online. However, I'm being charged in $18.95, and I do not wish to disclose more information.
Okay, well, if you have a charge on your account from homedataonline.com, that would typically indicate that you visited one of our websites where you can request property record reports on residential properties. And around this time of year, it's really popular that people use the websites because they're trying to look up property tax information. We can't, you know, provide them the exact figure that they owe to pay on their property taxes. But on the reports that we provide on properties, we do provide a good estimated amount of property tax that someone would expect to pay if they were to purchase a property. So if someone's in the market to buy a property, they're looking at the report, they can get an idea of what the property taxes are going to be. But we don't have the ability to tell you exactly how much you owe in property taxes. That's not something that we can do as a private company. But in order to locate your account in your database, since you said you have an unwanted charge, and if it's $18.95, then that sounds like you didn't decline the offer for the volume discount, which means that there would be more recurring charges. In order to locate your account in the database, could you provide the last four digits of the card that has been charged?
2367.
Okay, that was 2367. Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm attempting to locate your account. And the name associated with the account?
Peyton.
And the first name? I have located the account, but I'm just required to ask the customer to verify the name associated with the account.
Desmond.
Thank you, sir. And I see that you visited our website, propertyrecord.com. I see that the account is canceled, so there will not be any future charges. I understand you stated you did not want the $18.95 charge. I'm issuing you a refund of the $18.95 charge. You'll see the $18.95 as a credit to your account within about 3 to 5 business days, so do be on the lookout for that. And I have a refund number to provide to you for your records whenever you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
And the refund number is 149-4481. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at propertyrecord.com?
No, not at this time.
Okay, Lada, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a good day.
One question. To whom am I speaking?
My name is Miles.
Well, thank you, Miles.
You're very welcome. And again, I'd like to thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.